us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Some life experiences can take us to the very edge of our ability to cope. Think of a situation when a person loses his or her job, might wonder what possibility to get another one soon. Or a person just hearing from the doctor about a terminal illness. Situations like these can cause great stress and would push one beyond their limit of what they can endure in life. In those times, keeping our faith can seem pretty empty. In our gospel reading, we have been presented with a couple of people who had reached the end of their respective ropes. A father whose daughter was dying, and a woman whose life had been most literally consumed by her illness. Today's gospel reading has two stories in one, but they both show us what desperate faith looks like. The reading begins with Jairus, the elected ruler of the local synagogue, who would have had close ties with the Pharisees. It is likely, therefore, that some synagogue rulers had been pressured not to support Jesus. But Jairus goes beyond his way out to seek Jesus by falling at his feet, a posture no man in his time and place would consider doing it. It would have been the other way around, people coming to him for mercy or charity. Jairus, because of his desperation, begs Jesus because of his love for his daughter. Perhaps he might have tried every other sort to help his daughter. Having everything failed, he runs to Jesus for help. It is sometimes like that for us too. We run to Jesus as he is the last resort when all other things fail. On the other hand, the story of the unnamed hemorrhaging woman who suffered constant flow of blood for 12 years. We see her desperateness to be healed, and she will go to any length to find that wholeness. Her illness would be perceived in the community as unclean, forbidden from touching her or she touching others, making others unclean. We could only imagine how her family might have treated her or her community. Given the separation from the temple and the people, everybody knew her condition, and nobody would want to touch her or be near her. She was made to be an outsider both culturally and socially. We read that she endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She's at the end of her rope. She doesn't have the courage to approach Jesus face to face due to shame and being an outcast. A woman who has no identifying name and who has been sick for the same amount of time as Jairus' daughter has been alive and has no advocate. She doesn't beg or ask for Jesus for help or healing. Instead, she believes if only she can get close enough to Jesus' cloak and touch, and she does it and takes the healing without asking him. And instantly she was healed from her bleeding, but the story doesn't end there. Jesus doesn't even know who touched him or who he healed. He turns and asks for who touched him, because he knew that power had gone out of him. Lots of people were touching Jesus and jostling him at the time. She comes forward and tells him the whole truth, her whole story about bleeding for 12 years, her rejection in the community, her financial situation, her visit to the doctors, the priests keeping her away from worshipping in the temple due to her impure status. She tells him the whole story of hers. Then Jesus makes a remarkable comment. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." I wonder what challenges do these two stories hold for us? What is God's message for us from these two stories? There is great contrast in these two women's stories. One is rich, the other poor. One with power and the other powerless. One at the top of the social ladder and the other far below the bottom of social ladder. One seeks to be healed. The other takes the healing without asking. Both believe that Jesus can restore their lives. This interwoven story points out that Jesus, with the divine power, can restore life abundantly. I remember in 2016, when my visa was cancelled due to an employer making a mistake in the sponsorship visa. I then appealed at the tribunal, and my visa application was then moved to ministerial intervention, and chances of getting a new visa was way beyond imagination. The minister then was very tough in decision making. I had to keep renewing my visa, paying $400 a month until the minister makes the decision. But there is no guarantee whether I would get one or not at the end. I heard from my friends that there is no way I would get it. Fear crept within me, thinking various things in my mind about what if I don't get it. It was tough. But then what really got me going was my faith in God. My faith was anchored in Christ. I held on to it. I knew God had helped me before. Just in time, the minister who was supposed to make a decision on my case went on leave, and an acting minister was brought in, and the decision was positive with the visa grant for me to stay in the country. There may be times when things happen that puts us into great stress and pushes us to our limits and beyond. We can make a choice whether we hide, isolate, or escape ourselves from the situation, or embrace what we are feeling and move forward in Christ with faith, who gives a future for everyone. Today's two stories invites us to have a faith in Christ that meets all our needs and restores us to wholeness. For Jairus, his sense of wholeness and healing was discovered when he ran to Jesus for his daughter's healing, and his willingness to abandon much of what he had been holding on to, his position, his pride, his status in the community, and to run to Jesus who could meet his needs. Jairus and the woman were extreme opposites in life, but one thing that they had in common was their desperate faith in Christ. Because of their faith, Jesus responded to them, both with miraculous healing and resurrection. And it is the same invitation for us. How is our faith in Christ? When Jairus heard that his daughter had died, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, but only believe." Jesus invites us to see not death, where he sees life. Do not let your fear keep you from reaching out to Christ. That's what Jesus told his disciples when they were terrified of the storm while they were in the boat, as we read in Mark chapter 4:40. That is what Jesus tells Jairus when his faith is threatened by the news of his daughter's death. It's what Jesus tells you and me when our own uncleanness is met with Christ's touch and our lives are healed. The barrier between the clean and the unclean is broken by a simple touch. Reach out to Christ in faith, as the woman did in our gospel story. Her faith made her well. Not only did Jesus demonstrate his healing power, but his compassion on both of these stories. We may come across people in our lives, or we ourselves are seeking healing from depression, illness, poverty, or even lack of faith. We are called to be like Jairus and the hemorrhaging woman, to be proactively seeking Jesus who touches our lives. In Jesus, we begin to experience hope, life, and community for all. Jesus' words to Jairus in the midst of crisis speaks to us as well. Do not be afraid, just believe. The greatest fact of Christian life is that what looks completely impossible for humans is completely possible by God. The invitation is open to us today. Don't be afraid, just believe. Amen.